A mountain of untested rape kits is not just a Utah issue. It's estimated 300,000 to 400,000 sexual assault evidence kits are sitting untested in the U.S. right now, says Donna Kelly, a prosecutor and member of the Utah Sexual Violence Council. So far, 8 states have passed legislation requiring all kits to be tested. Kelly says she would support such a law in Utah.
When we test these sexual assault kits, we are giving a message to a victim that your case matters, you matter, we're doing everything we can.
Republican Senator Daniel Thatcher says he also wants to make sure victims are getting justice. He says if there are kits with evidentiary value that are not being processed, that's unacceptable, and there is no excuse for that not being funded. But Thatcher says he needs more evidence that all kits need to be tested before the state would fund such a law.
We need to know, is this a legitimate backlog of evidence, or is it simply we're trying to put a perception of doing more because this is such an emotional issue?
Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank told the city council earlier this year, kits are tested if a detective believes the evidence will actually help solve a case. But Donna Kelly counters processing all kits allows the evidence to go into a national database, which could help solve other cases and catch serial offenders. Whitney Evans, KUER News.